This is the web stream of KBOO Portland. KBOO is 100% community supported. If you have not yet become a member, go to the website kboo.fm and click on the tip jar.
Sarika Mehta interviews Khaled Hosseini about his new book, And the Mountains Echoed, a multi-generational novel that follows its characters around the globe. And then at 11:30 today, it's Words and Pictures. Editorial cartoonist Jack Oman spent nearly three decades at the Oregonian. We'll hear his talk at the Oregon Historical Society about art, politics, and the allure of the Pacific Northwest. Thanks, KBOO members, for your generous support. If you are not a KBOO member, you can become one by going to kboo.fm and clicking on Donate Today. Chris Andre and Air Cascadia is not on the schedule this morning. Instead, we have an hour-long edition of Flashpoints, and that is coming up next on KBOO.
Particles on the Wall.
An exploration of the effects of nuclear technology on the Pacific Northwest and the world.
Particles on the Wall.
An exhibit of art, literary works, science, and historical memorabilia that describes the human and environmental impact of the Hanford Nuclear Reservation.
Particles on the Wall.
May 3rd through June 14th. Second floor gallery in the EcoTrust building.
Particles on the Wall.
Co-sponsored by Oregon Physicians for Social Responsibility and KBOO Community Radio.
Particles on the Wall.
Information can be found online at kboo.fm on the right-hand side of the page under Community Events.
Points, the battle for meaningful immigration reform is on. We'll speak to a dreamer from Northern California who was with Obama yesterday as the new legislation was introduced before the entire House of Representatives. We'll also speak with Pablo Alvarado. He's the executive director of the National Day Labor Organizing Network, and we'll have more on the dangers of the NSA bugging scandal. I'm Dennis Bernstein. All this straight ahead on Flashpoints. Stay tuned. In Berkeley, I'm Dennis Bernstein. You're listening to Flashpoints on Pacifica Radio. Well, the new legislation was introduced in the U.S. Congress yesterday for immigration reform, and a whole bunch of very important people who've been working on this a long time were there fighting at grassroots level. Among them was Jesus Guzman. He is a Grayton Day Laborer Center program manager. He's an active member of the North Bay Community Organizing Project. And, well, you were there with the president in Washington, D.C. yesterday. I understand you were supposed to be able to ask him some questions. Could you talk a little bit about what it was like to be there, what was going on, and did you have a chance to ask him those questions?
Thank you for having me today. And we're just actually wrapping up our last legislative visit here with Congressman Huffman, and Marty Bennett here from United Here will tell us a little bit more about those legislative visits that we had today. But as it pertains to President Obama yesterday, we were invited as national, we're affiliated with a national network called Gamaliel, and we were supposed, all indications said that there was, and Huffington Post had also reported that the president was going to be taking questions. So we had prepared some questions, and I had one in particular that I had an urgency to ask President Obama in regards to the deportations, and you know that did not happen. There was it was a wonderful opportunity to network with the other organizations that are doing this kind of work across the country, how we can complement each other to really move the immigration reform bill forward, how we can end the deportations during that time. But as it came to the presentation that Obama gave to coincide with the Senate bill that was introduced yesterday, he gave the same speech that I recall him giving when I was in Las Vegas to hear him there back in January, and the same speech that he's given numerous times, that it's border enforcement first, which is a troubling point to start from. And then secondly, that only then and thereafter will we have the conversation about the pathway to citizenship. Now, he stressed the pathway to citizenship, but only after the fact that he talked about the border security and border enforcement. And so, again, that's something that's very troubling for our community, is that militarization of the border and the amount of deaths that's still going to be able, that's going to be escalating. So we did not have that opportunity to ask him the question. And what I would have loved to have asked him is that on one hand, he's been telling us that he supports family unity, immigration reform. On the other, has a record of 1.7 million deportations that him and his administration are solely responsible for. And so there's a hypocrisy there. And for myself, being a beneficiary of deferred action, he has set that precedent of exercising his executive authority to end the deportations for a particular group, and that is for Dreamers. Now, that same precedent could then be extended to my parents and to the rest of my community to end these deportations, to put the pressure on Congress to really get their act together and work to pass the most humane immigration reform bill that our community needs. And we didn't have that opportunity to ask him. But it's something that through these civil disobediences that the National Day Labor Organizing Network and immigrant youth have been taking place across the country, to really stress that to him, that if we're not going to have a chance to ask him, then we're going to do so through these direct actions, so that he's very well aware of the suffering that's going on in our community.
It is good to speak with you, Jesus Guzman. Let me ask you, some folks have referred to President Obama as the deporter-in-chief. What's your thoughts on the role he's playing directly? You mentioned it, thousands going every day. I guess there's a real frustration. Maybe he was afraid to hear your questions.
Well, it's very fitting, the name of deporter-in-chief, because as we mentioned, he's solely responsible for administration's record rate of deportations. Is something George Bush could not accomplish, and nor any other president before him. And we have the deportation machinery in place to make that happen through secure communities, through this collusion between local law enforcement and ICE agents and DHS that are deporting our family members. Now, keep in mind that out of Assemblymember Tom Ammiano's office, who's pushing the Trust Act, and many of us here in the state, that seven out of ten folks that are deported through secure communities, a federal deportation program, that 7 out of 10 of those have no conviction, and if there is, it's a minor offense. And so when we talk about the deportations and we continually say that these are criminals, these are felons, the facts don't reflect that. And so President Obama is deporting, if this bill were to go through, future citizens. And as it says, there isn't an opportunity for many of those folks to return, a right to return after the fact. So it's almost one of those same problems where if folks got here after 86, because of a matter of timing, didn't qualify for the immigration reform previous to that. If folks then are deported right before this bill goes through, then it's another matter of timing. And so these circumstances, these timing, are impacting our community in a tremendous way. And we have an opportunity to end that suffering. He has the executive power to end these deportations, put the pressure on Congress to really act and get this bill through. And so as the deporter-in-chief, we're calling him out and saying, look, you, this is your record, and you have an opportunity to really change that. You have it within your control to make that change, to really end the suffering in our community.
All right. I want to take it personal and talk a little bit about your life and the lives of your friends and your family and how they're affected. And maybe we can come in with this question. Does a U.S.-born child have a right to an undocumented parent?
That's a conversation about mixed status families, right, where we have numerous amounts of families that are either have a undocumented parent with a child that is born here in the United States. There is unquestionably a right that a child have a parent. I don't think that's something that has been called into question by Republicans in the past that have tried to strip, that have attempted to deport the children of undocumented parents. So if you are undocumented and your child is born here, you're afforded the rights and privileges of any American citizen. But there have been attempts in the past by Republican legislators to strip that citizenship away saying that if you are the son or daughter of an undocumented immigrant, that you then do not have the right to citizenship, similar to what a grandfather clause would have been back after the Civil War, where if your parent was not or grandfather was not allowed to vote, then you did not have the right to vote. So these archaic kind of legislation have been proposed after the Civil War and in relation to mixed status families nowadays, so that instead of having this problem where families are separated, they argue, some of these Tea Party conservatives that were arguing, well, if we have this, part of the problem is that we have children going into foster care because they're U.S. citizens, their parents were undocumented. Well, then, let's strip away the citizenship of these quote-unquote anchor babies, which is their terminology, incredibly offensive. That
anchor babies.
Anchor babies, so as in to anchor and using babies to
anchor,
anchor babies,
themselves.
Yes. And so they're trying to just strip away the citizenship of those that are born here to undocumented parents and deport the entire family so you don't have the problem of separation. Instead, you're rounding everybody up and deporting the family altogether.
You're listening to Flashpoints on Pacifica Radio. We're speaking with Jesus Guzman. Well, he was in Washington, D.C. with the president, was hoping that he and some of the other dreamers who've been fighting for really humane, serious, profound immigration reform were hoping to ask the president a few tough questions, but he repeated a similar speech that he's given many times before and hustled out the side door. So bringing it back right to you, Jesus Guzman, what's at the core for you? Whose face do you see when you think about this fight and when you think about fasting or getting ready to get arrested? What comes to mind? What goes through you? What's motivating you?
My parents, my family. This is something that within my family, we're fortunate that this weekend we just got together. My parents celebrated their 25th wedding anniversary, which is an accomplishment unto itself, especially in today's context. And so they celebrated 25 years. And if the deportation rates do not end, I may not get to see them celebrate their 26th wedding anniversary, their 27th, their 28th, their family members of mine, an uncle who was deported, it was last year, and the question when that came up was, should the entire family move to Mexico? Because, again, as we had mentioned, some of my cousins, that are sons and daughters of my aunt and uncle, were struggling to figure out, should we stay and he go to Mexico? Should we all go together? These challenges of trying to keep a family together after separation due to the deportation. And so you know, it's very personal for me in that it's my own family, whether it's my parents, whether it's my aunts, uncles, cousins, and for myself personally as well. Now we're recipient of deferred action that was just granted to me and many other dreamers. But again, that same legal protection is not afforded to the rest of my family. That's one of the angles that we're continuing to push for that while immigration reform is being debated. As we lose this time, we are not losing people.
That's the voice again of Jesus Guzman. He's in Washington, D.C. Where exactly are you now?
We are outside, I believe, the Cannon or Longworth building. We had just finished a meeting here with Congressman Huffman, and we have Marty Bennett here, policy analyst here with Unite here. And he's going to be telling us all about the legislative visits that we had today with our senators and our congressional representatives.
Is he there now? Could he come on the phone for a moment?
Yeah, let me have Marty here tell you a little bit more about what happened today.
Beautiful. And you're listening to Flashpoints on Pacifica Radio. We're talking to the Dreamers in Washington, D.C. They were with the president yesterday. They didn't have a chance to ask him any questions. They're lobbying yesterday, today, tomorrow. And that's exactly what we're talking about. And also coming up after this interview, we'll be speaking with Pablo Alvarado, who we mentioned here. He is the executive director of the National Day Labor Center and has been also in Washington, D.C., fighting for the rights of folks. Again, you're listening to Flashpoints on Pacifica Radio. Hello.
Hi there.
Hi. Could you introduce yourself and tell us what you've been doing for the last couple of hours and days?
Yes. My name is Marty Bennett, and I'm with the same organization that Jesus Guzman is, the North Bay Organizing Project, and I also live in Sonoma County. But in addition, I'm affiliated with the Living Wage Coalition of Sonoma County that is part of a broader network called Jobs for Justice. And part of what we're doing is that we're lobbying our congresspeople and senators is ask this bill moves out of the Senate, hopefully by the July 4th weekend, and into the House. There are certain provisions that we really want to see stay in it. We would like it to remain whole as is, but there are certain provisions that we've been emphasizing with the Congress people. And I, in particular, in the Jobs with Justice Network, have been lobbying around some good labor protections for the rights of immigrant workers.
All right. Now, you've been in D.C. What can you tell us about the responsiveness of the folks that you've been with?
I think the people that we've been talking with are very responsive. They're all Democrats in terms of a pathway to citizenship, one bill, comprehensive immigration reform. They're all there, all right? And it's just a question of what comes out of the Senate and what goes and gets through the House. And can I just tell you two things that Jobs with Justice has been lobbying around in terms of protecting the labor rights of immigrant workers? And it's in the current legislation in the Senate. One of those is a so-called U visa that would protect the right of any undocumented worker to speak out about their labor rights, their right to organize, their right to form a union, and to be free from retaliation by the employer. And it's part of another piece of legislation that has been folded into comprehensive immigration reform called the Power Act. And essentially, it would prevent employers from using immigration status as a club to break an organizing drive, and it would give protections to undocumented workers who are exercising their labor rights. The second thing that we've been lobbying about is there was a court decision called Hoffman's Plastics.